laughing with myself. That's the way I wanna be, laughing with myself. That's the brightest side of me.
Hey everyone, what's up? What's happening? Welcome to Laughing With Myself, live from Arizona. Stop it, it's not live. I do that, but it's pre-recorded. But it feels really good to be here. I love that dry heat. Oh, I love it. It works so good with my soul. I love all the cactuses here. God, I wish I could give them a hug. No, I won't ever, you know. So I was driving in the rental car, and I drove by a Jimmy John's. Doesn't Jimmy John's sound like a nasty thing? Right? The bird agrees. Babe, hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna go get my Jimmy John's.
Oh. That means it's gonna be a hot night.
Yeah, you know it. Oh, you like the Jimmy John's?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do you guys do? I want to know, what do you do with the boogies that won't let go? You know, sometimes you're picking your nose and it's the boogie that's kind of the, I'm going to stick wherever I want to go. The little Spider-Man kind of boogie. It won't fall off your finger. What I do is I'll put them in my pocket. I know this is nasty, but this is what I do. And it'll harden up, you know, through the days in the pocket. And then it either pops out when it's in the washer, or I'll sometimes put my hand in my pocket another time wearing those pants. And I'm like, oh, look at this little guy. And then I'll fling it somewhere in the town, wherever I'm at, you know. I've been staying at a lot of hotels lately. Last weekend I went to Yosemite. First time been there. I'm from California, never been. And I finally went with my boyfriend and it was beautiful. Holy smokes. And the only hotel that, because everyone's been traveling, you know, the only hotel that had availability was the Westin, which is truly my favorite hotel. Whenever I'm traveling, I'm like, is there a Westin? Yes, please. Now, this Westin, though, in Mammoth Lakes, yeah, I'll say it because this is my review. It was dinky for a Westin. I was very, very surprised. First of all, walked in there. I know it's a pet-friendly hotel, but, like, this, it reeked of piss, dog pee. Right when I walked in, I was like, ho! Just got a big whiff. And then the TV was a tiny little thing on top of a wood shelf or dresser, and the dresser was broke, like, tilted, so it looked like, you know, it looked like the TV was sinking. And then I get the bed, okay? The pillows were like, within the pillow, it was a bunch of clumpy cotton. That's how I call it. And I wrote in the review, I said, your pillows were clumpy cotton. We requested, I was like, can we get some firm pillows? Because this is not Westin, you know? And guess what they did? They piled two pillows of the clumpy cottons, shoved it in a bigger pillowcase. I was like, you guys are unreal. And the person who delivered the pillows threw it on the floor, knocked, ran away. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I did bring my Casper pillow for the road trip, for the drive to fall asleep in the car. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll go get my Casper pillow. I brought it. I slept with it one night, and then guess what? Molested. Left my Casper pillow there on the bed at the Westin. So, for any future person there that's staying there, that is like, damn, these pillows are great. That's my pillow. That's Melissa's Casper pillow, and I hope you enjoy it. But you know what happens? My first thought was like, oh man, my pillow. I left it there. But then because I've trained my mind to be let go of things, I said, you know what? It's time to leave me. The universe said the pillow wanted to leave, and that was that. I didn't need it anymore. You know, that's how you accept things. Like, well, I guess that it's time. It ran its course for a month because I bought it last month. $60. I have a question. Does my prayer still count? Because I prayed to God and to my angels recently. Does it still count if I mumbled my prayer, stumbled on my words and then giggled after? I don't know. We were in the car, my boyfriend and I, and when we were in Yosemite, I was, you know, there was a big earthquake like a few days prior. Then there's forest fires happening again. So I said out loud, I was like, God, angels, please. This is what I said. I wrote it down. Keep safe, us safe in forest, all and all of nature to be safe. Amen. And then I giggled. I was like, ah. But sometimes, you know what I'll do in the prayer like that? I'll say, you know me, God, I'm a mumbler, but truly keep us safe and keep nature safe from harm. Man, I did get in an argument with my boyfriend. It's happening, guys. Over the dumbest things. We were at McDonald's, okay? It was the morning, early morning before we went to Yosemite. We were driving, and, you know, it's breakfast time at Mickey D's. And he was buying, all right? I said, I'll just have an Egg McMuffin and a hash brown. And then something happened. I don't know if the lady working there was like, oh, do you want to make it a meal? And that's like, oh, with the coffee? Okay, sure. And then my boyfriend was like, but did you want the coffee? I was like, well, I'll take it. It's part of the meal. He's like, well, I don't think it's part of the meal. I'm like, if it's part of the meal, I'll take a coffee. And then I got to a place where I'm like, what's the big deal? He was like, because you didn't want a coffee. I'm like, it's probably $1, dude. And that, I think, gets him mad is when I get upset, I go all dude on him. And bro, you know, I'll be like, ah, just, dude, chill, man. Fuck. And that's what happened. That's when I, like, that's how I get him to be a little distant from me is when I bring out the, bro, like, dude, just chill, man. Dude. Like, what are you doing, man? I go all man on him. He's gonna pull it on me, though, someday. Someday he's gonna turn all girly on me and just be like, yes, queen. And then I'll just be like, yes, dude. Whatever, I don't know what that means. You know what, I tend to get upset when we are, you know, we meet a stranger working at a hotel or out at a restaurant, and he has a conversation with him, and I also like to chime in. You know, I don't like anyone talking for me. So I go in there, yeah, hey, nice to meet you, because I also, and that's when I even bring out my voice a bit more, just because it's like, don't, yeah, we're here on a trip. Like, let me say it. We're here on a trip, sir. That's where I have a lot of trouble. I have some trouble to letting him take over a little bit. I think that I have definitely, what is that? Just power issue. In charge. Because I've been in charge alone my whole life. I mean, other than, of course, when I was a little niña, when I was a little girl. But I mean, as an adult, Melissa, I've always been in charge, man. That's right. We're at a comfy place now in our relationship. It's been a year. So that means I could drop my face muscles. I drop them like this. I no longer have to look awake near him. You remember first dates for dating for the first few months? You're like, I'm awake and I'm pretty and I'm really loving Earth. Whatever, just, I really love. I'm beautiful, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but now I can drop my face muscles, let the wrinkles hang, let the bags show under my eyes. I can have my mouth open when I'm listening to conversations. I'm like, just mouth is a little open, almost like a kid when they watch the cartoons. That's how my brother Andy was when we were little. He would just stare at the TV and his mouth was open, you know? I could go just, my face could be Napoleon Dynamite, you know, now in the relationship. Just give me my thoughts. Stop it. When I was in Yosemite, yeah, and also just on the road, I know there's people I run into that look like my parents from the back, you know, their hair, body shape. And I remember there was one time in a hotel lobby, I could have sworn it was my dad from the back. And I ran up to them, this guy, and I was like, hey, dad! And then he turned around and I was like, oh, you're not my dad. By the way, this was like when I was 19, 20 years old. It's not like I was a little 5-year-old, but that's how I say dad when, as a 33-year-old, I'll say like, hey, dad! Hey, you big goof! That's how I talk. God, I hate when that happens. And then you just kind of go, ah! Dad's over. Oh, where are you? Because you're so close to actually giving that guy a hug. Man. Thank goodness I didn't go from behind and just go, hey, Dad, come here, you. Yesterday on the airplane to Arizona, I was in the middle, aisle seat. And someone was sitting at the window. Now, I was thinking about it. It's a tricky thing when you want to look out the window, but you don't have the window seat. You got to be careful, okay? Because you're making a really creepo face. Sitting in the aisle, trying to look out the window. It looks like you're looking at the person who's sitting at the window. Like, you're like, oh, in amazement. Looking out the window, just, whoa. Damn, that looks pretty. And they're like, are you talking about my titties or my pee-pee? Because your face is looking down. You're like, oh, whoa. I guess if I had a window seat and someone was going like, damn, I'll be like, why, thank you. Thanks. Hey, why do rental car services always ask, are you here for business or leisure? And I always say, yes, I say business. Are they going to ask me if I'm a comedian? I just got to lie about it, you know. If they don't know who I am, of course. Just be like, yeah, business. Oh, what kind of business? Plumber. Yep. I fix the poop pipes. Yep, that's what I do. I fix them up. I've seen all the kinds of different poops. Trust me. There are a lot of funny different shapes, and yeah. And then they're just like, here are your keys, you psycho. So it's Shark Week, and I loved watching, Sunday I watched the Tiffany Haddish host Shark Week, and she is brave. She went down there and swam with tiger sharks. I mean, insane. I'm very impressed by her. Whew. But, you know, I was watching Shark Week. I love the little fishies that cling on to the shark, and then they go for the ride. They don't even swim. They just cling on to the shark. And they're just like, wee! And I looked up what kind of fish. I wrote in Google, what kind of fish stick on the shark? These are called remoras. Remora. Also called shark sucker or sucker fish. Any of 8 species of marine fishies. Fishes. It's not fishies. Fishies. Fishes of the family. These are Latin terms. Ichnidiki. I don't know. Noted for attaching themselves to and riding on sharks, other large marine animals, and ongoing ships. Look, if I were a little fish, that'd be me. I'd be like, yeah, you drive the... I'm just gonna sit here for the ride. Smoke a little weed. So yeah, that was cute. Hey, finally on Netflix, something good is on there. Well, actually, 2 good things that came out recently. I Think You Should Leave, Tim Robinson. Oh my God. This guy is so fucking funny. His show's the best. If you need some really great laughs, watch that. And I also I haven't watched this on HBO, but my buddy Frank Keona's Super Homies, a stand-up special. He's brilliant. He's one of my favorites, and that's out now on HBO. But something that's on Netflix, T2, baby. Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Yep. Dude, Arnold was hot. What a hottie. But you know who was hotter was that kid with the bowl haircut. The one was like, whoa, this is heavy. Are you a Terminator? He has got that raspy voice. I was like, oh man, as a kid you were just like, damn. So good. I don't know his name. But it's funny how bowl haircuts, that was like, that got us hot in the 90s. You're like, I'm single. And you're like, well, my friend, he's single. Does he have a bowl haircut? Oh, yeah. Yes. Bring it on. You guys, I don't know what's... I know I shared this earlier on my social medias, but I don't know anything about stocks. Let's be honest. I don't know anything. But I do know a thing or two about Christmas stockings. And another phrase I don't like and I don't understand. Interest rate. What is this? My mom tries to explain it over and over and over to me for my house and my car stuff. Like, you don't have... She'll go, there's not a lot of interest rate. What? Stop it. You know how much interest I have in interest rate? I rate it a zero. I have no interest. It's all these dumb words. Dogecoin. The only Dodger I know is a Dodger dog. And dodgeball. Crypto. I saw that in the airport the other day. A sign that said the word crypto. I'm like, is this a gang? Jesus. This was a good episode. Let's be real. It was a lot. We got honest. You know, got silly. All right, guys. I got to go get ready for my show tonight. CB Live. Which, I found out what it stands for. My brain immediately thought it was for Charlie Brown, but it's Copper Blues. but they should call the comedy club Charlie Brown, because he was so depressing. He was so depressed, and that was really funny. I mean, it is funny in the sadness, right? At least I think so. Anywho, I'm there tonight, Friday, 2 shows, Saturday, 2 shows, so if you're in Arizona, come on by. It'll be a lot of fun. My bud, Tom Takar, is featuring for me. If you don't know who this comic is, he's one of my favorites and truly is a headliner. So he's really tough to follow because he's so funny, and I don't know. We'll see how I do. But it is kind of good to have a challenge of like, okay. It could be hard to follow, but it's okay. But he cracks me up so much. All right, guys. I love you. Keep it real. Hey, happy July and summer, you know what I mean? Hope you're letting your armpits free. Bye.